look, this my question. Keep that opinion.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
I'm saying.
Keep that.
What is 13 have I'm to just, do with a coach and preacher that you thought you was taught was atheist? No, that's what we talking about. I'm trying to figure out the segue.
Oh, no, I just throw that in.
Speak with your opinion, bro.
All right, y'all ready?
You threw that in.
Yes.
Well, let me know you said, because I'm...
Philip Ford. And look. Now, he is the most logical. His mind is ABC. He don't think ABFQZ. I think like that. But I understand how he think. And you think...
Z.
I think smart.
Z-Y-Z.
Y'all ready?
Y'all kind of the same. That's how she know how to arrange my thoughts for you. You know, and three. Batman like me, this is gonna be fun.
Yes,
one. Yeah.
Yo.
What up, man? It's in the booth. It's your boy Messenger.
It's your boy Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
Batman is in the building.
Let's go,
Philip Ford. Everything came together
in the booth. In the booth. He was with it and was still in the booth. Do a podcast with the interviews. Can't even stop what we finna do. Got a resume longer than a limousine. And we got something for the king, something for the queen. And we got a winning team, about to do the theme. Then we hit them with a bada boom, bada bing.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speak it to the host, speak it to the youth. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time, obviously gon' see the fruit. Quick to quick take, gotta pull it from the roots. Get the best and get the bad, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we don't need a suit. Don't you know who like it? Let's go. You now locked in with Canton Jones. I'm messing to an in the booth podcast.
We want to thank you guys for joining us in the booth. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Yeah, and if you would like to sponsor or advertise with the show, hit us up at intheboothpod@gmail.com.
Man, you checking the email? You ain't checking the email, bro.
How you gonna ask me every show?
You checking the email?
I'm gonna give you the access to the email. How about that?
This man ain't checking.
That way you can do whatever you need to do.
You're doing the Kingdom University. You coaching. You got the conference coming up. When you got time to check email,
bro? They all come to the same phone, bro. I got one phone with a bunch of emails, bro.
Like, man, we like Ernie Johnson from the inside the NBA.
Remember,
no sponsor.
He don't let any go by. Like, you answer all of your emails. You showed us on the phone.
Yeah.
You don't have any unanswered?
No, unanswered. Yeah. That 3,000 junk you had, whatever you had, I was like, 14,000.
No.
Yeah,
No, it's not 3,000.
What was yours?
Let me look at you. And I'm still working on it. Remember that time I was working on it?
Man, you had
remember
thousands.
Remember that time I was working on it?
I got.
You had thousands.
Today, bro. I got 80,824 unanswered emails.
Unanswered emails, bro. I got.
Not that they're unanswered.
Bro.
It's just a lot of them spam.
Nah, okay, but I get them out of there too.
Yeah,
I got how many accounts I got on here? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 accounts on here. I got in total boxes.
That's
18.
Amazing.
18.
That's amazing.
And
that's
just because I how many? How many emails?
Six. Yeah, I got the university. I got the podcast.
If I had my phone, I would show you.
I got my personal. I got my music. I got an email for everything.
No way.
18 unanswered. And
no
that's
way.
Only because I've been here.
I think.
Them 18 happened here. I checked it when I wake up this morning. I can't do that. Same thing with text. My wife keep texts. I'm like, bro, like, check your text. I'm like, man, I've been deleted.
How many texts you got unanswered?
One, two? No, I got seven right now.
Seven.
And it's probably that chat,
the fantasy chat. Oh, the fantasy chat.
Yeah,
everybody.
Everything else checked.
Them boys be hitting all night.
Bruh.
Yeah, I got 448 unanswered. Yeah, that's all right.
Shut up.
But some of them I read and just don't swipe them.
Right, don't open them.
They're like, somebody like, call me real quick. And I just call them. I don't really get rid of the blue dot. The blue dot mess with you?
Yeah, it does.
The blue dot mess with you?
No, I just get rid of it. I don't want to, if I have to look for something, I don't want to have that one a waste of trying to get through.
So you're saying, like, because I keep mine for receipts. It's always, oh, no, we said, like, I keep mine for receipts, contracts on text, yeah. Like, no, we said this right here. Let me screenshot it. So you get rid of all your proof.
Nah,
I can say anything to you.
I compartmentalize.
Right,
I got
right.
I have my inbox has different. You know, I got my mail, I got on hold stuff, I got
and your text?
Receipts. Nah, not my text. If it's something I need, I'll send it in my email and put it in. Like, bro, I'm organized like that. If it's a text I need, I'll send it to my email and put it in my folder in my email to hold it.
So
there.
How are you super organized but always late?
What are you talking about? I ain't always late. What you talking about, bro?
What? I'm glad we got that out of the way.
I gotta be there. I'm there early. Hey, I'm there every day.
Yeah, that's the only thing you've ever been early to. Because everything anyway, else. How well, you super organized?
Well.
And then I'm the one that's on time, but I ain't as organized. No. Free Life ain't never started late. Ever.
Okay. Well, I know a thing that's going to start on time, and that's the conference. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. It has to, because you're going to have to pay that bill if you're late.
Now, we got
to
get out on time.
Right.
We got to be. Hey, man, it's the Kingdom Generation Conference 2023. It's going to be a good one, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Y'all need to be here in this city next weekend, August 26th. You need to go to Eventbrite or go to the website www.kingdomimpactuniversity.com and register immediately. Our theme last year was amazing, Kingdom Supremacy. We're doing Kingdom Identity this year, and man, is it going to be powerful. We got me, of course, my brother Kenton, and our brother our brother to the show, Mr. Ali Richardson.
Mr. You know, BD himself.
Yeah, the BD himself. but he's an anointed teacher, preacher. I mean, man. And then my brother T. Hattie coming through with the worship, man. So it's just going to be an awesome time.
Yeah.
A powerful, just teaching moment that's just going to elevate everything. But God gave me a download of Kingdom Identity and how your ability is attached to your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know your identity, the ability that's attached to it goes untouched.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot of the kingdom that is moving with a lack of identity of a son.
Mm-hmm.
And so the untapped ability is not being touched.
Yep.
Luke Skywalker, I know y'all don't watch Star Wars, but at the end, he basically, fights Vader, which is his father. But the whole thing is trying to keep him from becoming a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time he was a Jedi until the end of the movie, he's like, you failed your honor. I am a Jedi like my father before me. And so he didn't realize until the ability came to defeat Vader that, wait a minute, I am a Jedi. So the ability is attached to identity. So as a son, the sons of God, we have to understand our true identity so we can tap into that ability that is dormant.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Be there next weekend.
And a lot of it is because some of the things we've been lied to for so long for so many things that.
And some are just out of ignorance.
Yeah.
Straight up lie, and then some of them just.
Yeah, you just didn't know. Right. There's a study that talks about the regeneration of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that man has the ability to regenerate their teeth. It's in the fingerprint of their DNA. It's in their DNA. But it's turned off.
Mm.
And I'm like, you have the ability, but forever we've been told by doctors, by science, that it's impossible.
Take it out.
Right. And so you believe that, and so you don't have the faith to pull on that something ability. That is there. In your finger, in your DNA. You see what I'm saying? It's in your ability. And so I got something that I'm going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I don't even want to start.
Because I got some stuff.
I know last year, in everybody's session, we're like, woo!
Oh, yeah. DeAndre Walter Green got up. We were like, ooh.
Yeah.
You got up. We were like, ooh.
Yeah, everybody.
It was just perfect. Like, each session leads in to the next one. We didn't share notes, didn't share nothing, and it just, man, that's why I'm just so excited for this year's. But yeah, man, go to Eventbrite, look up Kingdom Generation Conference. If you've never been to one of these, man, I promise you will not want to miss this.
Yeah.
All right,
let's go.
Well, let's talk about the love and relationship.
That's
happening September 29th. And that's going to be amazing.
We're going to be talking about all type of stuff.
Everything.
Sex, of course.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about how to live single. Parenting, we're going to touch on that a little bit. Not a lot, though, because people don't want to learn about too much parenting in there, but just a little bit. But definitely love, relationships, questions. The dating scene, from what I heard in Atlanta, is trash.
Yeah.
And so how do you date? What are you looking for, you know, for those people who want to date to marry, for those people who just want to kick it, you know, how do you know? And how do, so we're going to talk about all of that. Make sure y'all make
sure. Find what kicking it is.
Right.
Right. On my level.
Yeah. That fine line. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of different kicking it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people, you know, expect a sexual encounter at the end of
everybody kicking it is different,
you know, and then there are certain people that's like, all right, no, good night, you know, that's it, you know, and like, I can't come over. So sometimes, you know, sex is now an exercise, you know, it's nothing that of real passion, and you know, so
sacred.
So we want to talk about all of that, and then if you got the urges. Yeah. You know, and you trying to live right. What do you do?
What do you do? Yeah.
What
I
want to
know
do
that myself.
You do? Yeah. You know, cause I just roll over. I've just been rolling over. But you know, I don't. I'm asking Batman.
You know what? One thing.
What?
A lot of people don't realize too, and talk about, because I do it in my concerts, and that's when, you know, when we having fun. You know, people want to know, you know, can you still jam? You know, being a Christian. You know, can you still, what they call, back that thing up, or what you want to call it? But I look at it as like,
you be backing that thing up?
No. But I look at, you know, when you're being single, there's nothing wrong with having fun. It's just like going to a nightclub, you're just switching partners. And that's the way I look at it. So I think we should talk about things like that, too, because a lot of people.
How to have fun?
How to have fun when it comes to, you know, church. Church should be about, you know, all, you know, tied up, you know, everybody's, you know, got tensions because you don't know how to praise God when it comes to, you know, music.
Because everybody's so condemned about everything.
Yes. Yeah. And when it comes to, you know, in the bedroom as well, because people think you got to listen to Holy Ghost music and shirts. Mm-hmm. No. You know, you got
to
listen.
What you listen to?
The Bible said that the bedroom is defiled.
Undefiled.
Undefiled. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you listen to?
What?
He's an old-time God.
Hold on. Hold my mute.
I know y'all talking about this subject thing, you know, coming up to you saying that single people need to, you know, what it's like, you know, being single. But, you know, we as single people, and it's, you know, people ask, well, how you handling yourself? Trust me, I'm not perfect. So, you know, sometimes, you know.
You got to go get you some.
I have to. No, not.
I'm just
not giving me anything, but you know,
when you get it out, but you better talk fast.
You have to release. When a lot of times when you release,
you got to release.
Release.
How do you release?
Oh my God!
That's another God. Subject.
Oh my God!
Look at your neighbor.
So he'll stretch.
Wait, I don't have to have nobody to, you know, handle, you know, if it ever comes down to that.
Wait.
But it's just being real, though. You know. Christians need to be real, for real. If you're a true man or woman of God, whether you're single or married, you know, we all are human, we all look, you know, we all fantasize, we all, you know, I'm just being real.
No, be real, yeah.
You know, because, you know, I look, you know, and...
What you be looking at?
None of your business.
Come on, man. So, if you're going to share, you're going to be real. What you be looking at?
I have to obtain myself. A lot of times I can't.
You have to obtain yourself.
So I have to, you know, go into the privacy of my own self and, you know, do what I have to do.
You're going to your privacy and your own self. Okay.
I have to release myself in the privacy of myself.
I got you.
People should understand what that
means. I got you. That man said he got to release himself in the privacy of himself. I like that. I like that.
Everybody,
nobody perfect. Well, you got to reiterate.
I'm just saying. I just want to make sure. No, I just. That's a good big point.
Oh my God.
The man say he got to release himself in the privacy of himself.
Oh, we heard him. We heard him.
I like it.
Okay.
Like he got to in the privacy of himself.
It's the same way. Like if you're married and you know your wife get mad at you and you be like, you know, well she be like, well you're not getting on tonight. How do you handle it?
Me? I just wait.
How and I never do that, so.
But yeah, she never do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
so, but I guess I'm supposed to release myself
in
the privacy of myself.
Get into arguments or disagreements.
Yeah.
To that intimate time and stuff like that. She don't say anything.
She don't hold nothing out, you're saying. Wow. She don't hold out. It's called anger sex.
Can we move on to the subject?
Called anger sex.
We're not even talking about this today.
It's called... Yeah. Hey, man, release yourself in the prophecy episode. I like that. That's a new thing.
I don't know.
Why he said it?
I really don't know.
Like, that's what's up. That's the subject of today's show.
He said it, y'all was going to talk about that, you know, in this marriage.
Like, in the marriage thing.
Make sure you ask that question. Everybody else going
to know. Yeah. And I think that's
real. Conference, yeah.
You need to be a panelist.
Yeah. Talk about releasing yourself.
And privacy yourself.
For the single people, yeah.
For the single people. And ways to keep yourself out of trouble.
Yes. You know, I'd rather just, you know, have release yourself. My way so I won't get in trouble with nobody. And then, you know, people, you know, say this and say that.
Diseases and all that.
Come up. Yeah. So I'm very cautious. And I'm going to be honest with you. I learned this from Pastor Colette L. Gumby. Y'all know who she is. I don't know if y'all know who she is, but she's the one that used to have the King of Glory play every year.
Okay.
Down at the Civic Center.
Oh.
Y'all know who I'm talking about now?
No.
Green Pastors Christian Ministry.
Okay.
Oh, Green Pastor.
Yeah, Colette L.
Gumby. Oh,
no, no. Both of y'all are annoying.
She told me her husband passed away, been gone for years.
Oh,
and she told everybody how she trusted God to keep her till this day, and she's still single.
Pastor
Colette,
yeah,
King of
Glory.
Her
husband
passed.
Yes,
you're
not,
man. Stop it.
All that drama. That
but I do know what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes,
that's good.
Yeah.
But we're not perfect. We're gonna make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. God said, "All have sinned and come short."
Yep.
All right. So let's move on to the story. I invited the legendary Batman, aka Philip Ford, the new Prince. To be on the show, I felt like he has a different perspective.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Been a lifelong free lifer.
Yeah, free life. And so I feel like he has just a different perspective.
Different perspective.
You know, and I told him, express yourself. I didn't know that he was gonna be talking about, you know, satisfying himself in the privacy of himself. But that's real.
Yeah.
And because we talk about anger, sex, so everything we talk about on the show.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like it's, seriously. That a kingdom perspective has to be shared when it comes to everything.
Yeah.
All right. And so, you know.
Because you're going to get your perspective from somewhere.
From somewhere. From
world
somewhere.
Or somewhere.
Yeah. So I want my kids, you know, I tell my kids all the time, listen, you think you came from your mama's stomach? You know what I'm saying?
And what are we talking about today again?
You came from myself and the privacy of ourselves.
Please go on to the next. I know.
You came from deep. Yeah. Because science will tell you that you know, and I want to just tell them the right thing. So anyway.
Yeah. All right, man, we got to go ahead and talk about this this Bama brawl. Everybody said the fight went viral. The chair went viral.
The dude swimming. That's my favorite part.
They reenacting that pool, fighting black people.
That's funny.
I've seen, the good times picture with a chair.
it's
the good times picture with everybody with chairs. And,
Man, my brother-in-law, called me 11:50 at night crying about these, just a bunch of different videos. He couldn't go to sleep.
It's so many. And they got the products, got the chair, like all kind of stuff.
Products.
So, yeah, it went crazy. It went viral. It's a lot in what we saw, but here's a video of the captain of the boat, because don't nobody really know what happened to start it.
How it started.
The video just starts, and it's, you know, just arguing, and then it's on, and it just starts going and escalating. But this is kind of what happened to trigger this viral situation.
Is what happened to make all these other things happen. Coming into the dock, and I notice there's a lot of boats at the dock, and I notice that one of the pontoons is too far back for me to align my exit gate with the exit ramp. So I blow my horn a few times, boop, boop, and nothing happens. So I got on the PA, and I said, folks in the pontoon boat there, could you please move your boat up a few feet so I can pull into the dock? Nothing happened, no response at all. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to have to call the police. The passengers and crew said they're flipping you off there, Captain. So I knew that I wasn't going to get any cooperation. Well, then they just left. Everybody on the boat left. Off the dock. They're gone. As far as I know, they're gone. I didn't know. A friend of mine, who is the captain of the Sipping Cycle, he was at the scene too, and he said, what you going to do, Captain? He said, I tried to talk to them to get them to move, and they refused to move. I said, well, let me put a couple of deckhands on your boat and send them over there and let them move the boat for me. is what happened to make it.
That's so, pretty much how it started. They were in the way of the, you know, the little ferry boat or whatever, would not move. He asked them politely to move. They started flipping him off, and then they left the boat. They just walked away and went somewhere. And so the people were stuck out in the water. That's why the people on the boat were mad and jumped off the boat. It's because they flicked them off at the boat, like, yeah, whatever.
How long do you think they sat out there before they were able to get off?
He didn't, long enough for them to be mad and jump on them.
So the dude that jumped off and swimming jumped off the boat?
Yeah, he was on the ferry boat.
Oh.
The lady was filming him from the boat.
Oh.
Like, oh, he's swimming his off. So they was filming from the boat because the boat couldn't get to the dock
because
they were in the spot. And the captain said, look, could you move? You got an PA system to move your boat. And they just flipped the bird and just walked off.
Wow.
And so I don't know how long they were sitting on the, they had to call the security guard. That was the black dude. So I guess the security guard came down here and tried to, you know, move it itself. And then somebody came and stopped them. And then, like, it just kind of escalated. And
the security guard tried to move their boat.
I guess he tried to.
Them?
Yeah, I guess he was trying to. It's in the video, like, he's over there kind of like trying to release it or doing something to the boat or whatever.
And this is why the other dude came in and started fighting him.
Yeah, like try to, and then you see him doing this. You just see his hands. You don't know what he's saying, but you just see, okay, it's escalating. And then the white guy just kind of went at him, and then he tried to. He gave the new hoodie. Woo! He threw that hat.
That's all it took.
And bro, like, yo.
Then he slid him down the bar and knocked his glasses.
Come on, man. Why,
you know I had to do it. You know I had to do it.
Bro, that was over a year ago. But I don't know. Could that have been avoided?
I mean, if they would have moved the boat.
But I'm saying, if they don't move the boat, if everything plays out like that, you just gonna sit out there on the water?
Most of the people. Over. I want to know.
I'm with Mona.
Where
that boat was so small? Yeah. It's like,
nah.
I'd have just pushed it out the water. I just backed it up.
Yeah, but that could have been dangerous to some of the people. Some of the shrapnel could have. It could have been crazy.
Nah.
But look. Where did the people come from?
Their boat would have been damaged.
Where did it? Like, I want to know. Like, that area. Is it shopping in that area?
Yeah,
because where all the people come from?
Yeah, it was like a
weren't coming from the boat.
No, nah, it's in I guess like a little attraction spot. I mean, people are out there. It's people way up top. It's people on the boat, and for the guys in the boat,
I bet you that spot is popping right now in Montgomery.
That was an economic boost.
Wow,
in that area,
for every store,
t-shirts and everything.
Wow,
and the gas stations on the way to Bama.
Wow.
But yeah, man, that video, and then the chair happens.
Do you think it could have been handled if you were there, would you have gotten involved as a black person?
I would have tried to break it up.
Break up what?
The white guys jumping on the black dude.
Jumping on the security
guard. You would try to?
No. I wouldn't have went in there just slung it like what happened.
No, I mean, the first dude was trying to get him off him.
Who?
He wasn't hitting anybody.
Oh yeah, they came from up top. The people, when they came off the boat, it was just they was.
So, oh wait. Those people came off the boat.
The ones with the shirts off, running. Yeah.
They came off the ferry boat.
Yeah.
Because when the ferry boat finally
they must have been on that boat for a while waiting for these guys.
So they were frustrated and they just wanted.
They just jumped off and they already flipped them off, and then.
That's what made them.
He said, "Move, sir. Can you move the boat? We're trying to get in." They flipped them off and left, and everybody on the boat like, "Where y'all going?" And getting mad,
and they're just sitting there,
bro. So, and then had the nerve to come back and start fighting a black man. Yeah, they gonna jump on your head like they're already mad at you, and then you gonna do that. So
now you're getting street cred for getting on the ferry boat now. You know, it's a ferry boat gang.
Yeah, yeah.
Ferry boat gang, sure.
The FBs. Yeah. So, I mean,
And then the thing is, what was strange is that the police came in and they were just watching the brawl. They were just watching the brawl, people getting hit, people going down, girl got slung in the water. Like, they were just literally just sitting there watching. I was like,
oh, man.
And until the chair hit the lady. But the chair was hitting other people. And the police wasn't doing nothing. Man walked over and hit a lady sitting down. Yeah! And that was the first person that got put in handcuffs. But usually,
that's all it took. Huh?
Usually, if in time past,
they probably didn't have enough reinforcement.
Yeah, but in time past, a lot of times it wouldn't have been arrest when they jumped on the black guy, but they had to get arrested because it was a big thing. It went viral and they had video. So yeah.
So was
so it would have been different if they didn't have video.
Did everybody get arrested?
They eventually got all the starters, the initiators, the girls, the everything. But it took about a week, or, you know, a couple of days after.
I saw black girls beating up white women.
They was mad.
Did they get arrested?
I don't know.
And did they come off the ferry boat, or did they come just from?
I don't. When it started getting, you know.
You don't know anybody just jumping in.
I just know the first platoon
got off the
came
boat.
Came from the boat, white and they charged
black people too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was real. It was real.
Yeah.
It was real. And here's what, if there's any silver lining in this, I think the reenacting of black people and white people fighting by black people and white people just shows them camaraderie of how petty it is.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of black people and white people getting together, reenacting the brawl, they having fun, dude jumping in the water, like they doing it all in all fun.
Yeah.
And I think it shows how far we've come as a country. Because usually,
we'll be marching right
that
now.
That thing, that will spark another
riot.
Yeah. But, right. But it didn't. Make sure you use your mic because we can't hear you.
And it's because you know there were arrests. You know,
yeah, it was handled. It was handled correctly.
Because the only thing that we march and fight for is injustice.
Injustice.
So if it wasn't injustice, you started it. You got arrested. Then boom, end of story. Move on. Let's have fun. Let's make memes. Let's do all that stuff. But if they didn't get arrested, then it's probably
it would have been a problem. Yeah, definitely.
That's the only thing. That's the only fight fight. It's just injustice. You know, bad stuff gonna happen. Accidents may happen. It's just when it do happen, just let it be justice.
Let it be fair.
Let it be fair. Let it be balanced. You know.
Yeah.
So in that case, it was. It was. You know. And it wasn't a situation where I mean, I don't think they hurt the dude. You know what I'm saying? It really wasn't that.
But old dude?
Yeah. No. The security guard.
The old black dude.
Yeah, because he jumped up and was coming. So it really wasn't a bad like beat down. They really weren't throwing hands like that. But it was just that.
They seemed drunk. You think they were drunk?
Yeah, they was drunk. But it was just the you know, the optics of y'all doing that, and they got the audacity to jump on the black man, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what, you know.
Now, if he was white, do you think they would have done the same thing? The black people on the boat, mad about being in the water all this time, and if it was a white security guard, do you think they would have done all
that? Getting beat up by white people?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm being honest. No,
I don't think so.
Maybe
I don't think so.
Maybe I don't know. It depends on how mad they were on that boat. How long? The question is, how long were they on that boat? They probably still would have did something.
I think seeing four or five white guys jump on a black guy sparked that racial tension.
But they were already mad though.
But all of them jumping. I think that's the thing that sparked it. I think if it was a white guy, they would have just gotten mad and been like, "Serve you right." You know, actually, they you know, I think somebody would have broke it up.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't have been what. And
I don't think it would have been that at all.
They didn't get that just for that moment. I think that was just built up tension that just drove that adrenaline.
Yeah, you know, but it was them jumping.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, no. It was. That initiated, but that thing went on so long, and it was just like, the chair was more than just, you know, I was waiting. The chair was, it's our time. It's the takeover.
We're here.
We finna take over the car.
Montgomery, Alabama. It goes up.
The whole thing.
It goes up.
So, man, in moments like that, you know, you are upset, your adrenaline going. It's kind of hard to... Bro, yeah, I mean,
so I can't. So you on the boat, you would have got off? You would have did something?
I told you, I'd have broke it up.
You'd have broke it up? Like you broke up? You and your aunt?
Yeah,
bro, I'd have broke it up. Now, if you keep coming at me, pause. Hit that again, hold on.
Yeah.
If you keep approaching me and, you know, swing and trying to put me in the water, then I'm going to defend myself. But I'm coming over there.
to de-escalate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm coming over. I'm getting off the boat. I'll swim across. Whatever I got to do.
Yeah.
To
your de-escalation don't work.
Your de-escalation don't work. What would you do?
Huh? What would I do what?
If that happened.
If you were on
the
boat.
If the boat, they're jumping on the boat, I'm a black guy.
You would be filming. Getting footage, content.
Getting that footage.
That's yeah. not it.
So if they jumping on a black guy, you ain't going to stop them from jumping on a black guy?
Y'all wrong for this.
Yeah.
Y'all wrong for this. Get off that man.
This is just as important.
Hey, look. Yeah, get off that man.
Doing that.
So if nobody did
hey,
it.
Yeah, get off that man.
Everybody doing that.
TMZ.
Yeah.
TMZ. I got some footage for y'all.
Right.
Yeah, what y'all want? I want 150,000.
I would have bought the way, dog.
Per minute.
But we'll sell out for $375.
I want $150,000. We'll give you $100. Sold.
I would have been like, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, that's just me. If somebody's being hurt, somebody's being abused,
I'll try to stop it. We'll
try
to stop it.
Yeah.
I'll try to stop it with the camera in my other hand.
Really?
Hey, y'all get off that man.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. I'm too. I'll be looking at myself.
You were filming?
Huh?
You'll be filming or you'll get out and start fighting?
I'm not a fighter. I would leave. I would just get out of the way.
You leave the black man there to die?
Huh?
Wait a minute. You've had a security job.
Yeah.
Right.
What if somebody jumped on you and you saw black people walking away while you was getting jumped? How would you feel?
To be honest with you,
you got jumped?
Yes, I got jumped plenty of times.
You got jumped?
Yes.
As a security guard?
Security guard, no.
Stop laughing.
I've got jumped.
All I want to hear this story.
As a regular person, you know what I'm saying? You know, walking down the street somewhere because I was different. So I got jumped. I got body slammed.
What's different? Because you had the Batman thing on?
No, because I didn't look like a normal guy.
So you didn't look like this?
My personality, yes. It was just my personality. You know.
So anybody help you?
No. People just sit down and watch.
Your personality.
You mean white people jumped on you?
No, not white people, but I had white people
just beat you up because you was black? You saying you different? What make you different?
Well, I mean, when people don't understand you and stuff like that, you know, they call you out names and stuff.
So you just walking down the street, people don't understand you and beat you up, and you don't know them.
And somebody body slam you?
Yes.
And you ain't say nothing.
You call the police?
Well, the most people who I gotten body slammed by was black people.
And you would look like this, like no
just regular
cape
just regular.
Or nothing, weird hair. Just
and they come out to you and just slam you.
And you got up and just walked away?
I mean, they ran and everything by the time. Okay. They left me for dead, put it that way. I could honestly say that. And this
you was almost dead from a body slam?
Yes. They left me for dead.
I did save a guy at the Martin station that got jumped on.
They kicked me
and
the
security
guards
didn't do
nothing. By the time.
Martin didn't do nothing.
Yeah, when they came.
They snatched his phone. And
they kick you?
Yeah.
So I've seen that before. Like
when I had
Martyr security didn't do nothing. They just watched them get
beat. But this was in Texas, but I had to crawl and play dead and crawl to somebody's house and they called the cops, called the cops and everything
and you didn't say nothing, antagonize.
If it's four or five people, you know, jump.
And they just jump you for nothing though.
Yes.
You ain't do no Batman stuff?
We're trying to understand why they would just jump.
Yeah, you had to say something.
They ain't rob you or nothing. They just jumped.
You ain't flip a bird at them or nothing?
Well, I mean, you know, at the time, yep, you know,
there you go.
Judge, you know, people just,
there you
know,
go.
You know, the personality, you know.
So what was your personality?
You said something.
Well, okay.
You said something.
Gay
so what were you doing that they called like that. You gay?
Nothing. I was just minding my own business.
Doing what? Just sitting there?
Just walking, you know. You just walking there, you know.
I don't know.
You just come up to me and just jump, yes.
Hmm.
I talk about this. It's in my autobiography of the battle being different, the controversy of being gay.
You gay?
No, that's one of.
Well, what's why would you say the controversy of being gay and you ain't gay?
Well, because that is the controversy of it. Because
I'm saying you're not gay. Well, why would you say you gay in a book?
The battle of being different, the controversy of being gay. I say the controversy of being gay because that's what people
think.
Have called me and think.
But you're not gay.
But I'm not.
Then why would you even label yourself
gonna
as
make it look like that? That's going to make it look like
yeah, you're going to you're labeling yourself as that.
It's going to make like he's bad.
Oh, so I changed it. And I'm hoping for it to come out by the end of this year.
You changed it?
Yeah, I changed the name.
The controversy of being Batman.
When my mom read it, she told me I need to release this book to the world. I changed it to guilty for being innocent.
Guilty for being innocent.
Now that sounds.
That's good. I like that title. Yeah.
That's always
it's guilty for being innocent.
Because the other one sounded like you was gay.
But I mean,
it's because of if you keep on saying you gay and stuff like that, and I try to tell you, no, I'm not, but you test me and you know you do things to tempt me and stuff like that.
You gonna say something back?
I'm gonna say something back, but the thing it is,
now saying something back probably got you by the slam.
Well then that's
a conversation.
Yeah. What I'm saying,
you make it seem like you just walk outside of it.
I did not say anything. I'm like, you know, the only thing I was saying, like, okay, what's up? Why y'all? What's up? I mean, what y'all want? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that,
so they just walked up to you.
Yeah, and then you know, saying something smart back to him or whatever. That's what got the. And I minded my own business. Next thing you know,
he said something
hit
smart
me from behind, and
he said something smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm jumping. I had stitches. I had about 12 stitches. Oh, if you see it right here. I think it's right here.
This is in Texas?
Yeah.
What part of Texas?
It's a mark right here. You see that mark?
Mm-hmm. In Dallas?
Man, Dallas, yeah. He was in the streets like that?
Dallas, Texas.
That's where Mona from, bro. Mona.
The mean streets of Dallas, Texas?
She from Dallas, Texas, bro.
Oh, man.
It was probably her.
Yeah, that, them her folk.
Can we move on?
Yeah, bro. Hey.
Well, we're what year was
this?
Okay.
What year was this?
Yeah. This was right before I came, so this was in like
2000.
I wasn't even there.
No,
the brother.
That was Mona.
He wasn't there either.
2000 and
yeah.
2005
or 2000. Oh yeah, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
y'all,
you from Texas, bro?
Yes, but I wasn't there.
Dallas.
In 2005.
Yeah, y'all be on the lookout for a controversial. What's the name of it again?
Guilty for being innocent.
Guilty for being innocent by the Batman, aka Prince. Who was supposed to get up on stage and do Prince, but he didn't.
Why you called a man out?
Yeah. Bruh.
Leave that man alone.
So he, before we get out of here, we're going to explain the story. The man, the Prince guy.
Oh, yeah. This guy.
The Prince, he looks just like Prince, y'all.
It was a guy that impersonated Prince. He sings like him, he does his thing.
Just like Prince.
He's gotten, from Prince's family, he's gotten the thumbs up to do this impersonation worldwide, so I know he's getting it. Like, he's getting some major money. He's very good. He can sing too.
Okay.
And the new Prince, we heard about the Black Prince of Atlanta.
Wanda Smith.
He done told me about him being the new Prince
all
this time. And he has an opportunity
to
do the Prince thing.
Come up and do Prince. And a bunch of people.
I'm like, oh my God,
we got Prince. Get on up.
And then I'm like, where you at, bro? He was like, I'm doing my live. Like, bro, go up there. And then the people that went up there sucked. They didn't do Batman. I mean, they didn't do Prince like you do Prince. He wouldn't even do it.
Man, that's because
I promised.
I was like, man.
That I would not get up there and outshine him.
I was going
to outshine him for real.
No.
Only thing that I would do is play.
The other people, the Prince guy.
Bruh.
Man,
he felt like he was going to outshine him. He's better than him.
Bro, you should have got up there and did your thing.
Have you seen? I'm telling you.
Bro, why? You should have got up there.
They always say who.
And they in Atlanta.
You got Francis Kelly. B103 gave me that title.
See?
But you didn't do it.
You ain't do it.
You didn't do it when it was time.
I mean, Prince is gone.
The new Prince.
This man.
He the old Prince.
He the old Prince.
He ain't the new Prince.
Yeah.
Nah, we love Prince.
Yeah.
Y'all got to watch him do a show, though. He got a show. He be coming out with the high shoes and all that.
Yeah. He ain't even the Batman outfit. He be the Batman outfit.
Kill him.
With the
The Black Pharaoh, yeah, that's one of his parts. Nah, that's in the show. He's by Jehovah, y'all. Yeah,
man.
You know what it is when we in the booth. It's very entertaining. Y'all check out the new Prince.
Also, hey, make sure y'all get that Kingdom Generation Conference going and get right now. Lock your seat in and be there August 26th. That's next weekend. And Goes down. Me, Kenton Jones, Ollie Richardson, and T. Haddad.
And the Relationship Conference. Make sure y'all check that out. Yes, sir.
Yeah. See y'all next time. Like and share, people. Like and share.